case. That's what we're trying to do. So we have to discuss a Mishnah about Tar of Shvius. Perek Zion, Mishnah Zion. And of course it relates to Perek Tes as well in Mishnah Hay. The two Mishnahs have to do with Tar, and the relationship between these two Mishnahs is part of the topic itself. Perek Zion, Mishnah Zion, says, Veret Chodosh Shekvosho B'Shem and Yoshon Yilakir Es HaVeret V'Yoshon B'Chodosh Chaya V'Bir. Part of the topic itself. Perek Zion, Mishnah Zion, says, Veret Chodosh Shekvosho B'Shem and Yoshon Yilakir Es HaVeret V'Yoshon B'Chodosh Chaya V'Bir. What is that? Mishnah Zeh Klal Kol Shebenosam Tam Chaya V'Levar Min B'Shein Omino U'Min B'Mino Kol Sheu Shvi'es Al-Seres Kol Sheu B'Mino V'Shlo B'Mino B'Nosam Tam. The Mishnah talks about the rule of kosher and the rule of benosan tam. Benosan tam is practically 1 in 60. Because Lynn learned that he had a pesach in this year, and he learned Yeridaya. That's considered to be the general ratio. So, the question, what do these words mean? So the Rash says that Shviyas, Oseras, Kosher, Ben Pemina, going to Achar Avir. I will call him a beer, ain't bo kedusha shvius, ad shi'eba b'no saint tam. Shalom b'mino, afilu li'achar a beer, b'no saint tam. Council goes away for one day, and this is what happens. We made fun yesterday by the receiver, that's some shout, it's our ownish. We don't realize how indispensable the counters are. Tips should double. For the Mishnayos, the regular, yeah. Thank you very much. Nope, Yura. Works? Doesn't work. Baruch Hashem. See what we have here? You know, realize what we have. Multi-talented individuals. Baruch Hashem. So, the Tosfos Yontif has the kasha. Like this. The Nos in Tam in Perek Zion, Mishnah Zion. The Tarsian of the following kash. The Rash seems to have a stira. At the very end, Shalom Amina, Afilu Yachar Avir. V'no sein tam, implying that afilu li'achar abir, the konam abir would also be aser v'no sein tam. I mean, aser for abir, it's not aser at all. No, there are zillions of isurim. Ain't mispel adinim. Aser b'schor, aser b'des. That she would seem to be applying before the shas abir as well. So there seem to be big problems when it comes to vered yosh chodesh kivasho b'shem and yoshon. What does he say? You take away the veret, and the shemen is mutter, even though presumably there isn't a sin as tam. It's a problem. How do you reconcile the apparent theory of the contradiction in the Bar Tanur? It comes up a kiva eger, and already the, not only he, but the Tosfos Chadashim says the same thing. The kiva eger points out, it's mechaven to the Tosfos Chadashim, Gam anochi kivanta zeh beres Hashem yisbarach uvebir yoseh that time the einu chayev uvebir the belua v'alma ukemavua kidekayim ulan lakamon perek tes mishnehei ayin sham mashakazavti beres Hashem yisbarach. What's this all about? A new word. We're more makel by time after beer. Why? Rabbi Kivek explains. The time is kimavur. What does beer mean? Whatever's there, you have to eliminate. When something gets absorbed into something else, it's eliminated. Can you see it? Do you have it? Can you feel it? Not there. The time, he says, is kimavur. What does it mean, perek test? Let's take a look quickly for perek test. We're holding up by perek test. Right? That's our perek test. Yeah. So perek test, Mishnah, hey? Hakovesh gimel kvashim b'chavis achas. A whole complicated story. So three different sheetahs. Very strange. There seems to be one sheetah that's even makel more than we could even imagine. He would say either you have to follow the most chomer de gezman, or each one to its own. But the father will makel de gezman. A plea that the Ramban brings a raya from here, the chumash, that the whole pia is with the rabbanah. Many hold it to rise. Says, how do you explain? We'll have to get to this and try to explain what's happening over here. What's happening? So Memela comes out, Rabbi also says, quanted Rabbi Kivega like this, that there is an Easter of Schora. That Easter does exist, because it's time of Peir Shvitz. However, there's no din of beer. This Rabbi Kivega says, but he's trying to explain for the Bar Tanura. The problem is, as the Mefarshim point out, that the Bar Tanura is copying from the Rash. And the Nirash in Perek Shvi, it's clear that there's no Kedusha Shvi's. The top Rash, Yilaka Nisaveret, Yochlenu, Vashem and Mutav, Ein Bo Kedusha Shvi's. So the question is, what does that mean? So he said, Zveret lo yor of time of Hashem. Is that a Matthias? There's no time. Or Tapidin, it's no time. It's a big question. How do you reconcile this Rash to what's very coming up next in the Rash? We go to Yerushalmi. Is it two pshat in the Rash? Is it one pshat in the Rash? So Chazanish, therefore, comes up with an interesting idea. Is Rabbi Kivega, not only is he wrong, but he's actually backwards. The rest of the affair is behepach Rabbi Kivega. Not much behepach, because of Chazanish. It's Simon Yud Aleph, it's called an Aleph and Dalet. That the Rash means as follows. That there's no Kedusha Shvius when you remove the Veret. But on the contrary, there is a Chi of Bir. And that's how he says pshat in the Mishnah. What did it say over here? It says, Yer Vered Chodosh Shekvosha B'Shem and Yoshon Yilaket Es HaVered V'Yoshon B'Chodosh Chaya V'Bir. What does that mean? That there's a Chi of Bir, even though in the Reisha there is no Din of Kedusha Shvi'is. It's not said Chodosh is before the Bir and Yoshon is after the Bir. It's what the word Chodesh and Yoshin mean. We thought about Shishin and Shvius. He seems to have a different shot. Before beer and after beer. A whole different interpretation. Yoshin is after the beer. Chodesh is before the beer. And the impression is conveyed that the Metzias, there is a Nesina's time. There is a Nesina's time. So, he asked against Rabbi Kivega. It's against the Rash. It's against many things. So I saw the Mishnas Yosef says that what is happening over here is the Rashi saying two separate pshatim. You can't get a kasha from one on the other. The Rashi starts off by saying, quoted a Havamina, that there's no Nesina's time. There's no Nesina's time in the Shemen, there's no Kedusha Shvius in the Shemen. Has no Nesina's time from the Vered. But according to Rav Zeira and the Yerushalmi, that he quotes later, that the Vered does give Nesina's time in the Shemen. So then what does it mean in the Resha? That you lack it a Vered, and there's no need to do beer on the Shemen. Like Rabbi Kivega said. So Rabbi Kivega is right for the Maskonas HaRash with the Yerushalmi. Even though it's against the first line of the Rash changed his mind. Not changed his mind. The Rash gave his own original to the vine or the orchard or the farm. Yes or no? What expenses to that? Nowadays, there's so much tremendous expenses. There's certain irrigation, which is Mutter B'Shvius. There's certain, what we call, new, what do they call when they protect it from the insecticides, right? Tremendous expenses. All these, someone, yes? Who, the farmer? Yeah. Who's going to give him all the vegetables? And besides that, he's used to making enough money from his vegetables to pay not only for his vegetables bill, but for his meat bill, for his clothing bill, for his rent, for his electricity. Giving him vegetables is not going to satisfy his house. He'll starve to death. I mean, not vegetables, but he'll be kicked out of his house. I mean, whatever, you know, that's not enough vegetables. So in the Mishpatei Eretz, it's quoted that the Chazon Ish was mesupik about this. Maybe, yes, no, it didn't give a straight answer. Wasn't sure. But apparently, he points out, in Yerushalayim in 1910, there were megal in the shell. They presumably were going to give this Mr. Kahan money, not only for the actual picking and the transportation of the grapes and the pressing into wine and moving to Yerushalayim. That wouldn't be that. If that's all they would pay him for, it would be much less than the few grushim and the discrepancy in the price. Because he had so many expenses which preceded the picking. I'm sorry? So that's what we have to discuss a little bit. How do you, these things are calculated? So then the Rav Sternbach writes like this. Says, number one, you have to take oats or bezin literally. You have to bring the fruits into a new location in the bezin, where they open up a special mapsan, a special storage area, where you bring your perish views. It should be clear that it's a separate entity. One second. It's not enough. And you go into the regular store, you buy your regular fruits and the regular vegetables, the regular makolet, but it's a sign on top. Oats of bed. So Rav Sternbach writes, that sign is not enough. Insufficient. I'll tell you the truth. It seems from the other part that they disagree.
Why should
they take
this sign?
Yeah, I don't see why. What will happen, Taka? I have a lease. Let's say I have a lease. You know, very often they have stores, and I'm in Riverdale's this way. I have a lease, and all of a sudden the lease expires, and they triple the price, and I can't keep the lease anymore. So I give up the store. So who comes in? A new guy, who will then negotiate a better lease, and he'll drag up with the landlord, and go back and forth, he'll take over the store. He took over the store? Same. If it's the same kind of store, right, this is a hardware store. It's the same, doesn't change anything around. Same thing. He just gives it, his own name on top. So I don't think it used to be called Cohen's fruits and vegetables. If the lease is too expensive, so Cohen gives it up, and Levy moves in. That's his Levy's fruits and vegetables. It's a dual chamber sign. That's it. You know what? Sometimes Levy, he's a real estate man. He has no time for this. Who does he hire to run the store for him? Cohen. The same guy's there. Now they talk about mergers and acquisitions with the bets, but he wasn't even playing. So the fact that the same guy is there, Bezin took over. The guy himself, why should he be in business? He has nothing to sell. All his parents are Hefker. So Bezin took over, put up a big sign, now it's Bezin. Bezin needs someone who's an expert and know how to run the store. Guess who they hire? Cohen. This goes back to Miriam. Here's the one I'll bring them. He's an expert to know how to handle it properly. I'll call upon him. I don't see why I should have to move to a different store. So Rav Sternbach goes weiter. He says it's impossible, prohibited, to pay the expenses which precede the harvest. Impossible. Vis a bekias, Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, the point of Netter Revai of Shvius Bishovio. The Rambam there explains that you don't, there are no tzos. There are no expenses in Shvius. Why are there no expenses? You're not allowed to work the land. You're not allowed to guard the fruit. LMI, there are certain transportation costs and picking costs. That's true. But the Rashi there says in Perakei Mishnah Dalet, for this you require a Bezdin Choshuv to calculate what this expense is. Bezdin Choshuv. Why Bezdin Choshuv? There should be experts in Dinim Amanus. Well, unfortunately, says Rav Sternberg, what happens today is Mr. Cohen goes to Bezdin and says, Bezdin, you want to do business with me? Fine. You should know. I have 6 kids. I have expenses. I have to live also. I'm happy to do business with you, Bezdin. But you have to give me X dollars per bushel. And the X dollars is a little bit less, a couple of shkolim less than what he charges in the average year. Sir Rav Sternberg claims that's you can't do that. That's not the class below to Bezdin. Can't do it. Impossible. It's impossible, right? It can't be. Because what am I charging for? All my expenses for irrigation and for hiring a guard and hiring for the insecticides and all these certain kinds of fertilization permissible. And of course, my own salary. So it approximates the price of all year long, of every other year. Not allowed. They did it in Yerushalayim in 1910. Says Rav Sternberg, that was different. That was Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. And the reason that they did it was to encourage Mr. Kahan, who was the farmer, to do what's right. What do you mean to do what's right? We to do what's right? Not to sell it to the Goyim. Don't go for a cooked heter. That was the Maduber in 1910. So for this, you require a shikul, a cheshvan, of a bet and choshev to know how to what you allow to offer the farmer and what you're not allowed to offer the farmer. And you should get a rav who the farmer is subservient to him in dine mamonos. Nowadays it's very hard to find that. Very hard to find that. And they have to pay him only the expenses for the actual moving of the fruits and pressing of the fruit. Not his general expenses all the time for his guards and for his employees and to give him his regular price and put out to Bezdin is certainly not allowed. So Rav Sternberg starts to say that if you won't watch out, you can make a joke out of the Otsa Bezdin. It's a new version of the Heter Mechiru. They put up a sign and then do business as usual. That's absolutely not like when last Shemitah he went with a farmer and a car. And he says, what are you doing with Otsa Bezdin for? Well, I heard I get the same price. Oh, also join Otsa Bezdin. Doesn't know what it's about, nothing. And that makes a joke out of mockery out of the whole thing. So in Mitzvahim tomorrow in Shir, we'll discuss in detail how we can make an Otsa Bezdin, which is Kedas and Kedin, and overcome the objections which are raised.